And then I woke up with a plastic bag tied around my head. And I ripped it like from my eyes, and I looked across my room, and there's a leprechaun just stood there with like one of those really funny little like bikini things on. The little, like, the little elephant pants. You know them things?
Elephant pants?
Yeah. It was a weird, weird evening.
Sounds like it.
I think I finished it though.
To be quite honest, okay. the leprechaun story was the least shocking thing I've heard in the whole story, but you know.
Anyway. Right. Okay. Let's move on from that.
We should. We definitely should.
Let's bypass what I just said, because...
Was hideous. I'm not going to recover anytime soon.
I still haven't. Still in the back of my mind. But shall we do this true or false news story?
I think we're ready.
What was that?
That was terrible. that frightened me.
A transition from what? This is a podcast.
Yeah. What are you transitioning?
We've got to go around sound effects.
You don't have to do them instantly.
Let's go to the true or false news stories.
What is it's not, just, not, you're just doing the same thing. You're just doing the same thing.
To the news stories.
That was actually the Pokemon battle noise.
Was it? You're like a rabid dog.
Why was it so aggressive?
Okay, alright. Who's going to start doing this?
You.
Me.
And you.
Me and... Well, I'm just going to...
No one knows who you is. You, me.
The two Sams.
Okay.
Right. Are to go first.
People or scientists believe...
Are they not the same thing?
Is it people and or just people or?
People slash scientists. They're a hybrid.
All right. Ooh.
Believe that there is a Death Star in our galaxy that can inhabit life.
A Death Star?
A Death Star.
Yes.
A Death Star. As in
something that can explode.
Something that resembles a Death Star.
So not actually not something like, that flies about and blows up.
Yeah, not like they're looking through their giant space telescopes and then going, oh look, there's an actual Death Star that they're working. It's something that resembles a Death Star. They think
so.
It looks like a Death Star and they think people can live on it.
I don't think this has fully been explained, because is it a mechanical...
No, it's
so it's like a moon or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a type of shit that the media would put in the news headline.
Yeah.
Death Star type planet can support life. We're saved. Exclusive.
Okay.
I'm gonna go for yes for that.
Yeah, we go.
One thing, because these dollars couldn't make up anything that interesting. And two, it's very topical to have like Star Wars shit in the media.
I do like Star Wars.
Star Wars is a film.
Okay. We're gonna go with true.
Yes, I'm gonna go with true.
It was actually true.
Right, yeah.
High five.
Yeah.
I haven't actually read any more into it.
I don't think we should. I think by reading into it, you will take away the mystery and the interest from it.
So there's a Death Star that people are going to live on in the future,
and we're going to destroy the world with it.
Well, the world that we're on now.
Any worlds that we come across.
Worlds, yeah. We'll just float around the universe.
We'll own a Death Star.
Pink planet Jupiter 746.
He just bursts out.
Do you sometimes think I haven't spoke for a while, so I might as well do something, make a noise?
He gets so excited, he just goes, cinnamon bagels!
Oh, I could deal with some of them.
Yeah. Cinnamon bagels.
That's get that cheese and pickle on the go. Well,
thanks, everyone. Okay, you two, now.
Oh, you want us to start now?
Yeah, I think you.
Right, well, our new story is happening in the Chinese province, and I have to read this, of Yan'an. I don't know if I pronounced that. Sorry for our Yan'an listeners.
Yan'an.
Yan'an. Yan'an. Anyway, it has been found in the Chinese province of Yan'an. Right? Is that right?
Sure.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
So, there have been three cases separately of rare red pandas committing.
Yeah.
Rare red pandas, that's the funniest thing.
That's the funny bit.
Committing suicide.
Oh, it's so funny, and then it got so sad.
Yeah, you laughed at the panda suicides.
I laughed at the fact they were red pandas.
They're a thing.
They are.
They're a thing.
Okay, right.
Yan'an.
So I know there are red pandas now.
That's a good start.
You learn something new every day, Sam.
Because there were some at Longley.
What, red pandas? So you already knew it. And then you reminded yourself that you knew it.
Okay.
But ooh, somehow, I don't think a panda is able to, like...
Well, it doesn't actually specify they commit suicide, but they were found dead at the bottom of a ravine, like sort of like as if they sort of like gone like lemmings. Yes, that's how that played out.
Full of explosives.
Like you know, that creep is just.
I just imagine a red panda running around going. What do you think, Sam?
I think that it's partially true. I think that they've not...
I think you're partially sighted. That doesn't help.
I don't think they're killing themselves, but I don't think it was suicide.
So you think the story's true,
but
the headline's a bit of a...
I don't think they killed themselves. Like, I don't think it was suicide.
Okay, I don't even know. I don't know what the answer is. Are you saying that the headline is lying, or that the news story is true?
I think it's false. I think what you're saying, the way you've described it, is false.
What? I'm still.
What is your answer?
You made it so awful complicated.
What is your answer?
Is it? False. Is what? Okay.
False.
Are you both going to go with that?
I'm just going with Sam because I just.
You little bitch.
It is false.
It is totally false. Yeah.
Did you actually read anything to do with red pandas?
Nope.
Just
I didn't even know there are red pandas.
I thought it was like red pandas had died, but they didn't kill.
Or the only thing I read was Yanan. Just in case I thought somebody called Yanan. I've got all I did was bring up
Chinese provinces.
That's all. That's it.
I read here that total bluff.
Yanan.
Total
bluff. Yeah. Is there such thing as red pandas?
I think so. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. It doesn't sound completely.
Because I had a red panda cuddly toy when I was younger.
Oh, so therefore it's real.
Yeah. Because I've seen them.
A cuddly toy. I had a dragon cuddly toy once.
They're real.
Brilliant.
I had this big.
Any proof that they're not real?
I had this cuddly toy.
What was that noise? Deflating balloon.
Balloon.
A balloon.
Deflating balloon.
Damn those Normanies.
Okay, should we do another round or should we move on?
We'll move on and then we'll do another round in due course.
Due course.
Okay.
That's racist.
That's racist. Bleep it out.
Yeah.
You can't bleep Jews out. It's rude.
It's very rude. Right.
Someone pick a topic then.
Well, I think as we're all sort of prepared, I think that there's room for a quick discussion about games, considering I think that we are a games channel.
Games, we're just very game oriented.
Yeah.
We do games a lot.
We do games a lot.
And we film it and we talk over the games and we put it all on the interweb.
Yeah.
For we all the people to see.
We also do Your Mum a lot, we'll talk about that later. As well.
Mm. that's a discussion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't yell at them, Sam. You're on my side of the table. I thought we were a team.
Team everybody.
Team everybody.
Don't be that peace-loving motherfucker
you don't
that goes,
in that shit,
oh, yeah. Everyone wins.
You were clearly first, but everybody wins.
It's okay. You might have come last and you might have broken your leg. But you're a winner.
He has a spoon.
Okay, right. Who wants to start with some techie, gamey, newsy stuff?
Not me.
Shocker, not me.
I reckon Freddy should start. He looks the most prepared.
All right.
You are not prepared.
All right, so Ben and I have been playing Shadow of Mordor a lot recently.
Which is a very good game.
It's incredible. However... a former Assassin's Creed coder, developer, is accusing the Shadow of Mordor.
What's this bastard's name?
I don't really want to name.
What's naming? Naming shaming.
Just come up with a random name.
You know what? So, no, I'm just going to say his real name.
No,
I'm going to screw
Sandy
this guy
Shortridge.
Over. This guy is just being
Ron
ridiculous.
Mexico.
He's claiming how Shadow of Mordor has taken code from Assassin's Creed 2 and implemented it into the game and basically taken the credit for themselves. His name is Charles Randall, and he tweeted about it.
That sounds like a Randall false name.
Recess or yeah. Snitch.
Or Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Randall? He was a slimy little bastard.
Yeah, he was a lizard man.
Yeah. Anyway.
This Assassin's Creed bloke, which is claiming that Shadow of Mordor has stolen some Assassin's Creed
code.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's literally they've copied the game. It looks like they've actually literally, he says they've actually stolen some codes.
Well, they snuck into the office at night, all dressed in like.
Well, no, because in every game you can actually look at the code of the game, can't you?
Right,
it's actually possible to do
that. Didn't know
that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can look at it because it's when you kind of like because there's bits of code you can read within games that sort of like if they haven't actually implemented it in the actual game, but it'll be in the code. That's how people say that. Certain things during that game, there was a boss there, but they took it out.
That's how they found Easter eggs so easily as well.
Yeah, you can actually read the code of the game and obviously copy it.
Right, okay.
So, I think he tweeted, "Check it out, guys! I apparently made a Middle Earth game, which got my nerves because he fucking didn't." And then he goes on to say,
"He's a fucking liar."
I know everyone that made it, and it wasn't it.
So he's just saying how, I know I don't have any legal rights to what I did on Assassin's Creed 2. Shut up, Enzo. But I sure hope I get a special thanks on the Middle-Earth game and shit like that. Then he goes, it's like, I'm fine with it if people know what it is, but if they think they are going to sneak this under the radar, so much nope.
What? Did he say that?
Capitals, so much nope.
It was, that guy has just summed up how much of a bell end he is in those final three words.
Yeah. It's just been... You know, I'm pretty sure he wants there to be a legal case.
Yeah.
And so it's...
It feels like the only legal case...
If you've played Assassin's Creed 2 and Shadow of Mordor, they feel completely different.
The combat system.
Different.
But that, yeah, it may, from the outside...
could be a bit of it, which is... similar.
Well, the combat system from the outside, if you're watching a game, it may look pretty similar, but the actual combat system is so different.
And you're actually feeling it.
It is Batman, basically.
Yeah.
It's made by the same people that made Batman.
Yeah. They took their own combat system.
And he implemented more of a violent manner.
Oh, yeah. And, sure, you can run up some walls and shit, but... Assassin's Creed wasn't the first game to do that.
Saying like there's like similarities in the stealth system and stuff like the way you run up behind people. Yeah. But that in Batman is the same as Batman. Yeah. You can run up behind.
I do apologise. My dog's in the room.
Okay.
I think he wants to be a part of this.
Come on, be friends.
I think he wants to be a part of this discussion. Don't you? No. Okay. So what we established. From that, then,
in regards to... This guy's an absolute bellend, and...
Okay.
It sounds like he's probably out of work at the moment. He probably wants to put his name out there.
Yeah, I think it might just be a little bit spiteful that it's quite a good game and it's successful.
It's an incredible game.
Something similar which to something that
to
he's done.
To be fair, I mean, I like the Assassin's Creed games, but this is a better game than any of the Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And... I mean, I'm a bit pissed off because I feel that they're within the gaming community. It's like same with the music industry and stuff like that. There is room for borrowing. If something's good, then it should be copied and implemented into another game. That's how things evolve and improve.
Yeah.
And even if they did not steal a bit of code but use similarities, then that, as far as I'm concerned, compliments him. But he seems to be a bit of a dickhead about it.
Yeah.
And we should definitely murder him.
Oh, okay. Took a quite dark turn at the end there. Okay, have you got anything, Ben?
Well, I don't have anything. No, but I was gonna ask.
I didn't do my homework. I'm sorry.
I was gonna ask a question to the group.
Okay.
Okay, which I thought was a nice twist on what we usually do on this very first podcast. Work. I was gonna ask. Let's say we got a game like Shadow of Mordor or Far Cry. I mean, we've all played these sort of games before, mm-hmm. first-person shooters.
Yeah.
What do we each think is the perfect game length from start to completion?
7 inches.
It depends.
I was going to make that joke and you stole it from me.
Is it because you haven't said it in a while?
Yeah, I was preparing myself. That was my big moment.
Oh, You can see my big moment, right? Yeah.
It depends if the game is campaign only, if it has co-op. If
okay,
it has
let's say campaign
yeah,
only.
Yeah, just the campaign.
Yeah, let's say you start from the game and you've killed the end boss or whatever. I mean, what do you feel? I mean, do you think a game's like Skyrim, where you can literally...
You can play that forever.
Yeah, is that too long?
No. Yes.
If it's big enough...
Later.
Because in Skyrim and other Elder Scrolls games, there's so much shit to do.
Yeah, it's nice to have a game where you can actually... You want to complete it, but it's annoying when you can't complete it because there's so much to do. So yeah. Like Skyrim, for example, you can never complete everything. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's good enough to hold you in because it's got side quests and stuff like that. There's skill trees and shit.
I'm just going to say it right now. I've not completed Skyrim yet, and yet I've played it for...
No, I haven't.
So is that... So the fact it's too long... But it's not too long, but if it is too long, the reason why I haven't completed it...
It depends on the player as well, because I've only got to, like, in Skyrim, I know levels aren't, you know, an accurate reading as to how far you've got, but I got to, like, level 46 or 50 or in between there somewhere, and I started different characters, because I've just sort of got a bit fed up, a bit sort of lost at the end of it, because you do a bit of the story, and then you do something else, and then you just sort of like, oh, I don't really know where to go. There's still loads of shit to do, but you just sort of think, oh, I'm not following it as much now, because it's just so
you think
different.
It is a bit too long, maybe.
Yeah, but it's also, like, people that would want to complete it, then they could probably sit there and complete it.
I know Mark finished it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's take GTA, for example. You've all completed it, right, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I haven't.
It doesn't take that long.
So about 30 hours, you think, something like that?
But again, with GTA, when have you completed it? What?
Oh, I see.
You can get 100% completion.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm guessing you guys haven't collected all the... I'm more
talking about... You know,
the
from
story.
The point
you want to have the main story.
Yeah, I'm more thinking about it. I mean, because it's like our Shadow of Mordor game we're playing at the moment. I think you could spend an infinite amount of time because they keep on generating new bad guys for you to go and take out.
Yeah.
You could do that for years.
But then,
I've
had three Assassin's Creeds. I've never finished any of them because the missions get so repetitive, boring.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, jump off a roof and assassinate this guy. Oh, again?
So you think it's good sometimes to have a game that's
shorter but more diverse?
Okay, so let's go for numbers. What do you think?
Shit. I'm not good with
that. I'd say GTA could have been longer.
Yeah,
in my opinion, the storyline could have gone on a bit longer.
Yeah,
it's kind of a bit of an abrupt ending, kind of thing.
It sort of climaxed quickly.
Just like I did.
I just completed Far Cry 3.
Yeah.
And I reckon it took me about 20 hours, something like that. And it felt like a good... That felt good. I completed it and I still had lots of interest in the game and I still wanted more. And I think that's a good way to finish.
Yeah, it also depends how you play it as well.
And that opens up because Far Cry 4 is coming out and it's made me kind of think, I still want that.
Yeah. So I don't know why I never continued to with my Far Cry because I got like few hours in over a few days and then I just sort of lost interest a bit. I have an attention span of a table, but I didn't really stick to things.
No.
But I think if the game is like immersive enough, then you could sit there and play it for like 20 to 30 hours and it could be a really kick-ass story.
So you don't think like in the hundreds of hours is...
No, I'm not sure that would appeal to me. I'd get bored of doing...
I mean, we've all played games where we've gone on that. I mean, we've all played MMOs. We've played thousands of hours, haven't we?
Yeah.
But as far as a single-player game, I think a good around about 20 hours, 25 hours max is a good way to go. And you were telling me about Final Fantasy games the other day that just gone for hundreds of hours.
Yeah. Really
and it kind of feels like you're probably turning into an MMO. It's a bit of a grind, rather.
even
that is MMO.
The end. You're banned from talking for a while.
I had Mafia 2 years ago when I completed that, and I completed the game 100% in 8 hours.
Did you feel you achieved something, or you wanted more?
It was more of like a playable film. It was like you don't stray off the story. You just like one mission after another. You don't necessarily do a lot else. So I just did that story and then completed credits. That's it. You don't go back.
So it's pretty much like card. Or Battlefield, is Battlefield the same? You've kind of story, story,
yep,
story,
yep, yep,
story,
yep.
story, done.
So that was quite good. Like, I did it over a few days, and you like you get really into it. But when it ends, it does end sort of abruptly. You're like, oh.
But if you what, you said 8 hours.
Yeah.
So you do have the potential to finish it in one sitting.
Yeah.
I was
that I don't agree with.
Yeah,
I'll go back to one of my favorite games of all time, first Resident Evil game, and there was an achievement. Well, not an achievement. You can unlock it like the rocket launcher of infinite ammo if you completed the game in under 3 hours. I mean, it was really difficult, but
doable.
You could still do it in 3 hours, and it's one of my favorite games ever made. So,
it is a weird thing.
I think it's just that immersive, and it's just like boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think you can get away with it, but I think nowadays people demand a lot more for
them. I don't think this is a subject where you can just put a pin on it and say 25.
I want an answer.
Well, I'm afraid you are not getting an answer.
We are getting listened to by many games developers at the moment, and they want to know what we think.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 25 hours. I'm sticking my hat on that.
I'd say
20 to
30.
Yeah,
25,
30. But
I think I'd agree.
But having said that, I wanted GTA to be longer, so it,
no. But you've also spent like a year and a half gameplay on RuneScape, was that?
Yeah, and you've how long have you played it online?
What?
You've completed the game, but you still wanted more, and then you went and played online.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, okay. We weren't talking about online, we're talking about story.
Yeah, but I mean, the storyline, the fact that you didn't get bored of the game on the storyline means that you can then happily go online and say, right, you know, I can still,
you know what's happening.
All right, 25 to 30 then.
Well, yeah, with the RuneScape thing as well, what we're classing as completing it, is that the quests? Just the quests?
Well, no, because that's not finishing the game.
Yeah, but we're on about storylines. Like Skyrim, you complete.
Oh, I see.
That's the storyline.
Yeah, but it's an MMO.
It's a grind, man. It's a grind.
It is a grind.
That's like when we played Ragnarok, it was like 3 days and it's 40 odd hours of gameplay. And that was just the same
guy. It was so repetitive.
Just kill.
Right. We should not go into MMOs right now. That's a whole different ballgame. I think we should move on.
You look like a greasy waiter.
Why are you doing
that? We've been sat here, basically, and my hair goes off to one side, and I've been middle parting it, and now I look like some really greasy waiter. It's been on a really long shift. Do you want any food? I'm really busy. I've got to go. Sorry. okay, I think we're done with the whole game talkiness now.
Okay.
We spent a long time talking about that. So, we could move on to something else.
Okay.
Interesting. Interesting idea.
Interesting.
I like it, though.
Enough for people to stay for this next bit, which is going to be revealed very shortly
by Fred.
giant predators, what would win? Giant mole versus wombat.
Okay, that was an example. It's an idea I had where we pick a topic, so someone picks something like top predators or something like that. And in our heads, we all think of something, of an animal. And then we'll pick someone and then they'll go, you know, so Ben and Sam, and then we'll give it a topic. And they come up with two different things. So, like, I don't know. Like, it's like
I thought we were doing Predators. We were thinking of a Predator, and that
was an example, though.
Yeah, no,
it can be any.
Yeah. Really?
So anyone can come up with something.
So it's like radiators.
It's like top Trumps. It's like you compare one thing with another, and then...
Who's got the best radiator in their head?
Sorry?
You said any topic.
Yeah, but that's just ridiculous.
Well, I'm just saying. there should be boundaries here. I think this is dangerous.
He does need boundaries.
So...
Okay. Think of a topic.
Someone else is going to have to help me out here because...
You are such a dumbhead.
A dumbhead. You dumbhead.
You dumbhead.
Curtain rails.
Okay.
Right, let's just keep in the corner.
Okay. Who would win in a Pokemon beatdown? Like, not...
This isn't top Trumps. Wait.
You're
right. You've got to pick a Pokemon. They can't use their moves or anything.
Gen 1?
It's a... Gen 1, Gen 2, the early gens.
Okay. Oh, he doesn't care about the later gens. What a bastard.
But, so they can't use any of their moves. They can't use anything. It's literally a fist fight to the death.
Okay.
Pick Pokemon. And
so, for example, if you chose Charizard, he wouldn't be able to fly. Is that what you're saying?
No, he's got the little arm, so he's like going, it's like a T-Rex.
Still fly, just can't
use his move. He can use his move. That's a physical element of him, though.
He can fly his move.
Okay.
I've got one in my head. Yeah, no,
that's
just, go with that.
That's just. Again, that's. Alright, sorry, yeah.
Well, we all need to have one in our heads.
Yeah,
okay. Alright, I think I've got one.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah? We all got one?
Right, who's going to go against who?
Let's use our imagine convenient lottery picking device we've got in front of us. Well, we'll pick out names and we'll do the verses.
Okay.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun.
So we got Freddie.
Oh, it's me.
Against.
Ooh.
Fred, why did you put all your names in here?
I thought the more times I wrote it, the higher chance I ever win it.
Freddie against Sam?
Which Sam?
That one.
Gregory, okay.
Gregory.
What's yours? Your name was said first.
Okay. I went with Hitmonlee.
Okay.
It's like the one with the boxing gloves.
Yeah.
I was thinking, trying to think of that.
Agile, and he's built for fighting.
Hitmonlee?
Yeah.
Not Hitler.
Yeah, for Gollum. Well, I'm already at an advantage.
No, because we're not going about the.
I'm super effective against you, man. Well.
Well,
okay, so what, now what? We've named our Pokemon. What?
Well, now it's a group discussion as to who would win.
I have no idea what they look like.
So, no, Hitmonlee, is that not the one that kicks things?
No.
Easy. Possibly.
No, Hitmonlee.
Hitmonchamp is the punch one,
Champ.
Isn't it?
Champ.
Hitmonchamp.
Yeah, sorry, Hitmonlee's the kicking one. Yeah,
yeah. If it is Hitmonlee.
Yeah, no, yeah, sorry, it is Hitmonlee.
He's pretty buff. Pretty buff motherfucker. So what's your one?
And his is a giant golf ball made of rock. But is his arms? His arms are little.
No, he's got massive arms.
Massive arms.
I reckon he has got pretty awesome armor.
Short arms.
I think his defense is going to win the day.
But he's slow. He is going to be very slow. He's not going to be able to move quickly. Whilst Hitmonlee is going to be very agile. He's going to be able to just jump straight over him.
Okay. Yeah, and do what though? Kick him in the rock?
No. He's gonna kick. He's gonna jump, run up, and then kick him in the face.
In the face.
Yeah, multiple times.
Hitmonlee. It's not typing. Hitmonlee.
Yeah,
Hitmonlee. It's the old Bruce Lee against Mike Tyson argument, isn't it?
Is it?
Okay.
That everyone does discuss all the time.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie. Hitmonlee looks like a Diglett stretched out and put some bandages around his legs.
I'll just go by the height and the weight then as well. So Gollum is 1.4 metres tall.
Okay.
Right.
Hitmonlee is 1.5 metres
tall. Oh, so yeah.
But Hitmonlee weighs...
Well, of course, Gollum's going to weigh more. He's a rock.
I'm just saying. It's a boulder. Weighs 50 kilograms. Gollum weighs 300 kilograms.
That is nearly the size of Ben.
I think...
Not even close.
I think that size is interesting. I think
size matters.
Yeah, I'm going with Hitmonlee now, because I think Gollum has gooey bits that Hitmonlee can take advantage of. We're talking the face the arms,
legs.
We're talking the legs, we're talking the tail.
A good kick to the face of Gollum and just
fall over. But he wouldn't fall over. He'd just roll back and then get back on his feet and then just
or he could end up like a trapped turtle if he landed. In a, you know, his most vulnerable angle on his back. If you have a look, his arms and legs are very much sort of, you know, to the front of him.
Yeah.
So if he was on his back.
I'm just picturing now, like, dragging his face along the floor and using all fours to run.
Okay, I think this is pretty close.
Yeah, no.
Do they both make noises? Pokemon noises? Poker noise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do it, Sam.
Do yours.
Because we've got speakers that are ready to go.
I want you to do it for your mouth, your physical mouth.
I can't remember the noises.
Is it like, GOLLUM!
No, I swore into it.
It's like... Hitmonlee is...
I'm going to go with Hitmonlee.
I was going to go with Gollum.
I think it's a draw, so no score draw.
Right.
Got to flip a coin.
No score draw.
We're not flipping the coin.
No,
we're just leaving it as a draw.
Flip your
coin.
Right, so it's Ben versus Sam.
No, because mine was Hitmonchamp.
Champ.
Well, you're going to have to think of another one pretty damn quickly.
But Hitmonchan's still applicable, but we already talked about it.
Yeah.
So should we just stick with that? So mine was that.
Go ahead, bring up a picture.
Hitmonchan, and what was yours, Ben?
Mine is the Reedy Charmer. Charmander, yeah. That's the Reedy Water one, isn't it? It's got things coming out of it.
What the
Charmander's
hell?
The little baby fire one.
No, who's the
Charizard.
Pokemon.
Charmeleon.
No, not that one. The water one, the turtle.
Squirtle.
No, is that
Blastoise.
It?
Blastoise.
He's got a...
Blastoise with the cannons on the back.
He's got that's power though, I can't use that. He's got reeds that come out of it, you can pitch it up.
Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur, that's the fucker. I'm him.
Bulbasaur, Venusaur, Ivysaur.
Bulbasaur.
Doesn't matter, does it? You still lose.
Mitt won chance.
Whatever, it came up. That's what Bulbasaur was up against.
He wears a skirt. I've got that beat.
I'm just going to straight up say Hitmonchan.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah,
no
would,
way.
Hitmonchan would dick on Bulbasaur.
No
he
way.
Would literally lift up his skirt
and
get his weird
just...
little funny bollocks out and just...
Which
like,
is just toxic.
No. Bulbasaur can pick this little bugger up from afar.
You can't. That is
no, it's not a move. It's a physical
vine whip.
Element.
No, that is Vine Whip.
No.
That is
no,
his move, Vine Whip.
No, yeah, it's a physical yeah. element to his shit.
It's his Vine Whip move. It
you
is
might
a
as well,
move.
No, you might as well say that his punch is a move. You can't use it because
it's
something he does.
It's a fist fight.
I'm sorry.
Bulbasaur 1 doesn't have hands.
Yeah.
What?
It's reeds.
Where's your argument? You can't
reeds.
Use reeds. It's that is his move, Vine Whip.
Bulbasaur also weighs 7 kilograms.
He is.
I just picture him floating off like a helium balloon. No, Bulbasaur!
Bulbasaur, return!
That thing runs up to him, boots it like a rugby ball over the tree line.
Is that pretty? That's pretty unanimous.
I won. Yeah,
really,
definitely won.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
Fine with.
Sure.
Sore loser.
Insert noise.
Okay, right. I think it is time for the fun section.
Oh.
Where we have a ball pit here in the room.
We just jump in.
And we are turning the microphone off and we're going to go play.
Why are you taking your trousers off?
I'm sorry.
That's just weird.
Put your pants back on!
I panicked! I put it on the table.
It's cold in here, I don't want to see that.
What?
Why?
Sam,
why?
That made a weird noise, mate.
Way to make
it looks, it looks like an outie belly button now.
An innie belly button.
More no, because the outie goes in and out, and it's like a really weird little...
Oh, button. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's like it's just
yeah,
gone...
weird.
Turtle-headed.
A turtle-headed penis.
It's like...
Oh!
That was the fun section.
That was the fun section.
Okay, so we have this idea. We've done it before, but it's not on the internet. We did it for fun once, and that was when I put my thumb up. But anyway, this thing called Phobia Time.
Is that what we're calling it? Is it? That's ridiculous.
That's what I've got written down here. Fun section,
yeah.
Phobia Time.
Yeah, all one word. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What's the phobia quiz then? So Sam is turning all his monitors and stuff away from me so I can't see him because I'm sat next to him. And he is searching for different phobias. Now, this section is based around Sam telling us a phobia, as in explaining the word, and then giving us three options as to what the phobia could be. And then one of them is true, the other two are completely made up. And we have to try and guess which one it is.
Can I just interject here? Did Sam prepare for this, or is he desperately
yeah.
trying to find some phobias
as
we speak?
No, this has all been prepared.
It doesn't feel like
no,
it.
No,
it's feels...
prepared like a well-planned meal.
Because his ears are bleeding. He was searching the internet so fast.
No, look. Okay. I can see his screen, and it's stationary with hundreds of tabs open. He's ready. He's more ready than Uncle Ben's packet of rice.
They're pretty ready.
They are quite ready.
They're
like
pretty
minutes,
ready, but they're not
bam.
100% ready.
No. They still need 2 minutes.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Sam doesn't need 2 minutes,
which...
because he's better than a packet of rice.
I think we need to discuss that later.
I think that's the best compliment he's ever had.
Ever? I think it's the only compliment
yeah,
he's
yeah,
ever had.
I'm definitely not.
You are better than a packet of rice. Don't let the world get you down.
You're better than rice.
When you're standing on the top of a bridge somewhere, thinking whether you're going to dive into the cold,
Pilau's
dark water.
Got nothing on you.
I'm better than some rice.
Yeah, the officer's going to come to you and go, now think about it, Sam. You could jump off this bridge, or you could go home, and you could say, I'm better than that bag of
you
rice.
Could, yeah, you could go to it and you could say, suck it.
Yeah.
I'm better than you.
But what if you eat that bag of rice then? This is the biggest stalling session I've ever tried.
I'm ready. I don't know where Freddy's gone.
Freddy is literally run away.
Freddy is no longer here. I think we're better himself. As a threesome.
Yeah, okay.
I've wanted this to happen from the off.
We've got an open day soon at Sam's house for a new member of PGG.
Yeah, we've just lost a member. And we're looking for the place to be filled. You need to be fun, rich, and handsome.
Freddy's female. Only one of those things.
Female? No.
Fun.
Fun.
Rich. Well, he's not rich at all, is he? He's none of those things.
No, he's none of those things.
So we need to replace Freddy.
Why have we got him?
We need to replace Freddy with somebody who is better and complete opposite to him in every way.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Okay.
And female.
Yes, that's opposite in every way, so... Mm. I don't know, Freddy is quite feminine.
Yeah, quite I think we need a really butch lesbian.
called butch, funny.
Or could that lesbian have a moustache? Because I think that would be our niche market.
False moustache?
No.
Maybe I'll carry around with them?
No, yeah, we have a butch. You're replaced, Freddy, since you're back.
Yeah, we're replacing you with a bearded lesbian called Bruce.
Okay, we are ready now.
Okay, so I've lost everything.
Are we gonna discuss this as a group, or are we gonna come up with our own answers and then say answers are?
We discuss and then come up with our own.
Okay. Alright, okay.
So decisions can be right. If you have a point of view. Or you could keep your point of view to yourself and then just say your answer.
Oh, we need some discussion on the subject. Yeah. Otherwise then it becomes a lesser podcast because we're all kind of
sitting here
umming and
silent.
Yeah.
Thinking.
Which I think people might agree is probably a better use of our time, but let's go.
Okay. So which of these is the fear of constipation?
Oh, I have intrigued. That fear. I have that fear.
So we've got coulrophobia, C-O-U-L-R-O phobia.
Coulrophobia. So see, like cauliflower.
Yeah.
You're a cauliflower.
You are ginger.
Coprophobia, C-O-P-R-O phobia.
That was very well timed.
Or comprastasophobia. C-O-P-R-A-S-T-A.
Can you just give us those once more?
Do I have to?
You definitely do.
So, okay. We'll start now.
I've got coprophobia, which is obviously fear of ginger people.
We've got coprophobia, coulrophobia, and coprostasophobia.
I think it could be the last one.
The last one sounds...
It almost sounds like constipation.
Yeah, coprostasophobia. Where's constipation?
I'm trying to make constipation sound like coprostasia.
It's an Italian accent. It's a slight anagram, as in it's like.
It does sound similar to it, doesn't it?
A little bit.
But I don't think that's the logic we should be using.
No, that's the logic I've done before, and it hasn't really.
It always bites you in the arse.
What's the first one?
coprophobia.
You had one job.
That was the second one, coprophobia.
Calrophobia.
I think his non knowing what it was is also very telling. I think.
It's number on tres.
I think it's the second one due to the fact that I've got a feeling you two are going to go to the third one and I want to take a steaming lead on this. And so
I'll take a steamy lead on your chest.
You can, because you have constipation.
What is the fear then?
Coprophobia, I just told you.
That's the fear of dragons. In boxes.
What kind of
box? Are we talking dragon-proof box or just a box?
We're talking this way up cardboard box, and it's upside down.
That's not going to stay
angry.
It's not going to stay a cardboard box for long.
Right, we're not.
Unless it was a soggy cardboard box that couldn't be lit.
What's the state of this cardboard box?
It's just a normal box, man. That's
I think we're digressing.
Has it got any like padding on the inside?
It's just a fucking box, man.
So has he run into it or somebody just threw it over him?
like a spider in a cup.
Oh, dragon!
It's like
get it!
No, it's like when you put
is it a hood over a horse?
Yeah, no. I'm trying to think of what you do. It's like, yeah, when you put something over a dog and it doesn't know what to do and it, like, runs into shit.
Right. Oh, okay. Not like
it's
a
like that,
or
but
horse,
the dragon and the box is over its head and he's just sort of running into the building.
Oh, so hold on. It's just over his head?
Yeah.
You haven't got an entire dragon in said box?
I think we've gone off on a bit of a tangent. I think it's number three.
Number two. Sir Frederick?
Okay, just to be different, I'll go number one.
Oh, fuck hell. Well, it was number three, Cocker Stasophobia.
Damn it.
All right. We're not keeping score,
no.
Really, are we?
Not now.
Have you got your ninja headband on now?
No, this is...
This is war.
This is how they dress on the... what's that game? The Deer Hunter, where you put those bands around their head and then they play Russian roulette with each other. Yeah? Not seen the Deer Hunter.
No,
I can't believe you.
Right, Sam.
Is everyone ready for the next one?
Yes.
Yes.
So,
hold on, let me clench.
Which of these is the fear of knees?
Okay.
Knee phobia.
Brilliant. So you're the brains of this, Hope.
Galeophobia.
What?
Galeophobia.
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 Genophobia.
Genophobia.
Or Genuphobia.
Gareth phobia.
Gelly.
They're all like
Gaily.
Galileo.
Oh. Can you say them again quickly? Play at home, by the way, by all means.
What?
I'm talking to the minions at home who are listening to this.
Oh. Play at home.
Okay, so, yeah. So we've got
it's interactive.
Galeophobia. Genophobia or Genuphobia or Genu.
Geno. That's a tough one. The fear of knees.
I
don't think there's any logical explanation as to this.
I'm going third.
I think it's just pick a number, innit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with one, actually.
I'm going to go with two, then. Why not?
Why not? Okay.
So the answer was number three.
God damn it!
Genuphobia or Genuphobia.
Okay, that was a bizarre one. Couldn't make anything out of that one.
Okay.
Is there really a fear of knees?
Yeah,
what the
fear
hell?
Of everything.
So in the summer, when everyone's wearing shorts, you just stay inside. You just fucking close those curtains, turn the lights off, and hibernate.
So you must... basically what we do.
So when you wake up, so when you wake up in the morning, you like pull the duvet out or whatever.
You've always got a full length pajama bottoms on.
Or what if you just got like two plates sellotape over where your knees are,
knee pads,
so you
yeah.
never see them.
Right, what's that? We'll do one more then, yeah?
What if they've chopped their legs off from the knee above?
We've so moved on from the knees.
No, well, I'm just trying to think how people deal with this really tragic phobia.
You're a tragic
phobia. Do they like sit on their knees and crawl around everywhere? So they
sit on their knees?
You know when you like kneel?
That is impressive.
When
to
you
be able
kneel.
To sit on, yeah, but...
I'm
doing that now, but I'm not sitting on my knees.
Well, technically it is.
No, I'm sitting on my feet.
Your knee is your support.
What?
No.
Yeah,
my shins are my support.
Well, you stand on your feet, because
yeah,
your feet are
you
your
don't
support.
Stand on your big toes.
If you
both,
don't sit on your knees
both
either.
Your feet and your knees are support when you're kneeling.
Yeah, just because it's supporting doesn't mean you're sitting. When I do a handstand, I'm not sat on my hands. It just means it's all to do with your arse.
And shins when you if you need.
Shut up! What's the next
Brilliant.
One?
Okay, which of these is the fear of chins?
Everyone's got their chin. Apart from me.
I'm thinking.
Okay, so we've got geniophobia, glossophobia, or nauseophobia.
That sounds like a fear of noses. That last one, a nozzle phobia.
I got a big nozzle phobia.
You have a nipple-phobia. Now the world knows. How do you feel? You feel vulnerable?
I feel pretty damn good.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the first one, because it sounded funny.
I was going to go with the first one as well.
Okay,
I think.
Listen, you two have one all.
Yeah.
And if you go for the same one, you can only draw this competition.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Everyone's
God,
a winner.
Where's the competitive edge to this team?
Everyone's...
I'm going to go with two. No, three, because it's totally out there, man. No, two. Yeah. Which one? Two.
Okay, it was number one.
Yeah!
Yeah, I high-fived across the table.
What is wrong with me?
Oh, That was an interesting noise.
There it is.
You waited far too long. It felt bad.
Just wait it out. You'll always get the high five.
In the playground. So
I was always that needy kid.
Yeah, just running around with your hand up. Anyone?
The teachers were, mean about that as well.
They grabbed you by the elbow and bent your hand behind your back. You're like, no high fives today, Freddy. Mm.
I'm trying to answer the question, though.
that was traumatic for me, actually.
There we go.
I can never say no to a high five. No.
I didn't know it was me yawning.
We're doing one more tiebreaker.
I was good with a draw, man. You said you were good with a draw.
The next section is the tiebreaker. What a crazy twist.
The final section. I think this is the final section.
The final destination.
The final bit.
Awful, awful film series.
The final countdown.
Well done, everybody.
Is that the final section? I think Freddy lost that one.
Yeah, I won. I'm in there.
What are we doing now? What are we talking about?
What is the next section? Yeah, what are we going with?
The last section.
The
last section is the topical rap battle.
Topical rap battle.
Topical rap battle. Okay.
I'm already ready.
But you don't know what the topic is.
I'm ready. I'm
always ready when it comes to rap.
Okay. So
look at me.
You're a rap god.
You both have 30 seconds once you're given a topic.
Both.
I don't know, actually, do you know what? The best rappers just they go straight off it. You know.
Are you sure?
I think we should go for
freestyle.
It.
Right, who's going for
freestyle? There should be.
It's Ben.
Oh, well, I thought it was between you
no,
two.
No, we didn't know it was my friend.
Damn it! I lose everything.
You gotta keep up.
I thought it was between you two.
Yeah, aren't we gonna have a bit of back and forth freestyling as well?
Yeah, so.
It's these two. These two are doing it. All right, Sam Richens versus Ben Scarlett rap battle.
No, you need to do some Ben like X Factor.
Okay.
Sam Richens, Ben Scarlett in rap battles. It's like rolled on.
Oh, hold on.
Topical rap battles.
All right.
I didn't like that.
That's what it's going to be.
I didn't like it.
Almost every single week.
Right. Ben's going first then.
Okay, so
the topic. I need to cover my...
Why are you covering your face?
Because I'm a gangster rapper.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at that. That's terrifying.
The topic is...
just Ben.
just gaming in general. An easy one. So
you're an easy one.
Hey.
Already I'm 1-0 up.
Yeah.
Oh!
Okay. So you get four bars each. These are the rules.
Four? I don't know four. I can't make four bars. Shit! I'm in a real struggle with that.
Four bars before it switches over. You get three back and forth. So you get three.
Wait. So you say like two lines, and then it goes to the next person.
You got to say four lines.
You say four lines. It switches over. They say four lines.
Flip a coin to start.
You get three back and forth.
Okay. Sam, call it.
No, Ben's going first because he lost nose ultimately.
Okay, alright, no, fair enough, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, no nose, we did nose, but we did nose.
Yeah, we did nose.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you want to know what nose is, the last person that touched a nose, does it? I got scared.
I'm genuinely stuck, like, complete writer's block right now.
I can't even think of
a word that rhymes with game.
Shame.
Fame.
Yeah.
You win.
Okay.
Sit down.
So, let it begin, Ben.
Have you got,
Right, I've got it. Come on. No, yes. Let's go. I'm just going to... Yeah. Yeah. No.
Let him start over. Let him start over.
It's the fact that I just watched a 30-year-old bloke with a scarf tied around his head go... Yeah. Yeah. Best rap battle with asthma attack.
You ready?
You ready to start?
No, I'm not.
Come on, Mersh, come on.
Ooh, I've forgotten. I had one and I've forgotten it. I don't know what just happened.
Oh, come on, you've had like two.
Right, go. Yeah, whatever. We're just going for it.
Just go for it.
Just I think just do two bars and we'll just go round. Let's just fucking do that.
No,
we're doing that now. Ben, start.
What
are we
going for?
We're going round. We're just going in.
Anti-clockwise. I was already touching my nose.
I went like that, really.
So we're doing two bars, right?
Yeah, and then we'll just go around. Just
keep going. Am I going next then?
I guess so.
Yeah.
My name's Ben, and I like gaming. When it comes down to it, I'm all about shaming.
You were so cheery.
Oh my god.
I'm the most white person in the world. I'm the most white person in the world.
Oh my god.
That's it, Ben Tiernan that did it. End of podcast.
No goddamn way.
There's no way.
No, I bow down to you.
It wins. The rap battle about gaming has to continue.
The biggest par that I've ever
heard. Oh my god.
Yeah. I like gaming.
Hi, my name's Ben. I like gaming. And no, I like shaming.
No, when it
gaming.
Comes down to it,
okay.
I like shaming.
You do
and then I pointed at Sam just to say, I like shaming.
It's because when you said gaming, I just heard gay men.
Like them too.
My name's Ben, and I like gay men.
But you're like, what's this to do with games?
That's why I couldn't follow it. I couldn't have it broke down.
Oh my god.
Oh dear.